Russia's foreign minister said Saturday the United States, China, Russia, and Pakistan are working together to ensure that Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers keep their promises, especially to form a genuinely representative government and prevent the spread of extremist groups. Sergei Lavrov said representatives from Russia, China, and Pakistan had traveled to Qatar and then to Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, to engage both the Taliban and former Afghan President Hamid Karzai and Abdullah Abdullah, who headed the ousted government's negotiating council with the Taliban. Lavrov said the interim government announced by the Taliban does not reflect the whole gamut of Afghan society, ethno-religious and political forces, so we are engaging in contacts. They are ongoing. The Russian foreign minister was speaking at a press conference before addressing the UN General Assembly's high-level meeting. The Taliban have hanged a dead body in the main square of a western city in Afghanistan, signaling a return to some of the group's harsh methods of the past, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
A crowd gathered to see the gruesome display, shouting their approval. A man who runs a nearby pharmacy tells the Associated Press four bodies were brought to Herat City's main square, one dangled from a crane, while three were moved to other areas for public display. He says the Taliban announced the four were caught taking part in a kidnapping and killed by police. This Taliban commander says the display should alert criminals that they are not safe. One of the Taliban's founders told the AP earlier this week the Taliban will again carry out harsh punishments, including executions and amputations, as it reasserts its rule over Afghanistan. I'm Ben Thomas.
Amid an outcry over U.S. treatment of Haitian asylum seekers, the country's embattled prime minister said Saturday that inequalities and conflict drive migration.